And now a few words from the fresh style of Sierra Leone, DJ Focus.
All right, for sure, for the meantime, don't forget DJ Man Focus passing through. Soundtrack done by Bobby. I want to see a union artist. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed for your ultimate priority.
You are listening to a self-made radio personality on a self-made radio station in a nation, Sierra Leone, where if you want anything made, you better make it yourself. DJ Focus is a 16-year-old Kelvin Doyle, who has been recognized by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology as an innovator for creating a radio station from the ground up using things he salvaged in his war-ravaged country. Here's the voice of Kelvin Doe, DJ Focus, a survivor and an innovator.
I believe innovation is all about testing, right? Once you have the potential talent in you and you believe that you can do it, just keep on testing, and one day you can do crazy things.
A video of Kelvin's achievements is part of Prodigies, a web series on the original YouTube channel called Think R, and you can see it at thetakeaway.org. This fall, Kelvin traveled to the United States to become the youngest ever visiting practitioner at the MIT Media Lab. David Senga, a PhD student at MIT, who's also from Sierra Leone, arranged the visit, was dazzled by DJ Focus and says he knew immediately that young Kelvin Doe was a natural leader and innovator.
At a very young age, he understood this concept of innovation and its impact on the community, on his nation. So what he did when he was a young kid, when he was 11, 12, he was a DJ at kids' parties. So he would go to play at a kid's party and they'll pay him a little bit of money and he'll buy batteries. But he soon realized that all the money he was getting was going into buying batteries. So he made his own battery because he saw that there was only a black thing and a metal inside the battery. So he bought acid and got carbon and got electrodes and made his own battery, a rechargeable battery, which he's been using ever since. And he realized he could make his own generator, too, to power his mixer. He made his mixer by taking scrap materials from the trash. And then around 15, he figured he might as well create a radio station so that people in his community could participate. And so he has this radio station that he broadcasts for his whole community. And he has this little journalist, this 11-year-old, 12-year-old friends of his who go out and find information, and people call into the studio if there's something going on, say there's a football match, a soccer game. And also, if young artists want to play their songs, when they record songs in their community, they come to DJ Focus.
And it reminds us that even up there at the MIT Media Lab, innovation does not have to be high tech. That's the lesson here on some level.
Yeah, most certainly, right? So innovation is, I think, for me and for Kelvin, is understanding what the problem is, seeing the problem, understanding all the different facets of that problem, and then using the resources that are available to you to create that solution. And quite often, at the Media Lab, one of the first classes they teach us is how to make almost anything from paper, cardboard, whatever material that is there, wood, and using whatever tools that we have, from an X-Acto knife to a laser cutter to water jet cutter, right, to everything, to 3D printing. So as long as you have the resources available to you and using the appropriate resources to go towards solving the problem really is the key. And Kelvin used just that. So it's pretty remarkable.
We're talking with the David Senge, who's an MIT graduate student up at the MIT Media Lab. And we're talking about Kelvin Doe, who is the youngest person in history to be invited to be a visiting practitioner at the Innovation Lab at the MIT Media Lab. And he created his own radio station in Sierra Leone. And has a personality called DJ Focus. And I'm just wondering, when Kelvin came there to the lab and used the 3D printer and the laser cutter and all the wild machines that you have up there, it must have been beyond kid in a candy store, huh?
Yeah. And I think in addition to him absolutely having a lot of fun and with these tools and working with people in my group, for example, in the biomechatronics group, he also enjoyed sharing his experiences. We also learned a lot from him. We also were able to get from his experience how he uses the resources he uses. So he felt there was value, right? There was mutual learning involved, which was a lot more fun.
What does this mean for your country, Sierra Leone, that you've taken this leadership role, that Calvin has done what he's done, and what do you want to continue here?
So when I did this, I did this because I was frustrated. I did this because at the Media Lab we're given this creative freedom, and we had access to any tools and resources that we wanted to, and I felt like I needed to create solutions, technology solutions for Sierra Leone. But this was frustrating because it is the same concept that's been practiced over many years, this directional giving, this aid. I create a technology and I give it to you and you receive it. So there are many pieces of that that you don't get if I give you something. You are not getting the joy from creating. You're not learning from making because there's so many steps. You're not part of the making and design process. So if you need to do a change or an iteration, you will not be able to do it unless you come back to me. And that is wrong, I feel. If you want a people to be developed, you want them to take care of their own problems, you want to enable them to be able to create their own solutions, which is what we do. And so it was out of that frustration that we launched this high school innovation challenge, Innovate Salon. But you see, one thing which is a side that is absolutely lovely is now if I'm on Facebook, say, and then a Sierra Leonean kid who I don't know is sending me a message, the message is usually along the lines that, hey, David, I really have this idea to, say, start my own perfume company. And you know what? I went around and I got these leaves, I got this hibiscus plant, and I was boiling it to try to see how I can get the perfume from it. So you now have stories of young people all across the country who understand that the very first thing you need to do to coming up with a solution is to build a prototype, is to get out of your house and go and take something, an idea, and turn it into the first, take the first step, which is what I really wanted, right? So this was the whole aim, is that you have a group of young people create this culture of innovation in them such that if they have a problem, if they have an idea, the very first thing to do is to build a prototype from whatever resources that's available to them. And that's exciting. I think my dream really is that this generation of young people coming up are ones who will solve any problem that is available in their community, who, like Calvin, like all the other 50 finalists that we have, whose drive and motivation is the passion for creating and the joy they get from creating and the opportunities that come with those. It's exciting once you create an avenue for young people to create freely.
Well, it's amazing that two-way street of innovation and problem-solving, regardless of the technological level of who you're dealing with. David Senge is an MIT graduate student at the MIT Media Lab. You can see the video of Kelvin Doe, DJ Focus, who was the youngest visiting practitioner at the MIT Visiting Practitioners Program that David is talking about. You can see the video on Prodigies. It's a web series on the original YouTube channel called ThinkR, and you can find a link to that video of Kelvin at our website, thetakeaway.com. David Senge, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me here.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.